Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon in for Andy this week. Big fan of the song.
Yes, sir.
The a cappella group at the college I went to in Indiana, Straight No Chaser, this was like one of their like big famous songs that they performed.
Yes. I mean, the only time I think about this song, and I don't know who the hell that is, it's on Biker Boys. And this song was on Biker Boys, so that's why I like this song. Huh?
Is that an Ice Cube
song? Yeah, I like it. It's on, which one?
Toto.
Like, what's her name from The Wizard of Oz?
Like Dorothy's dog, like Toto.
Oh, that's the
band. The band's name is Toto.
Oh, okay, I know. Like I said, when you were talking about some Chaser No Drink or whatever.
Straight
I was like,
No Chaser.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I like this song because it was on Biker Boys with Lawrence Fishburne in them. So that's why I love the song.
Right. That was the Lawrence Fishburne. What was the one I'm thinking of? The one that's got Ice Cube in it.
Oh, that's Torque.
Torque.
Torque,
yeah.
It?
Yeah.
But he's like the leader of a motorcycle gang. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
A lot of these vehicular films have a lot of the same plots.
Yeah, pretty much.
General plots.
Yes.
F1 comes out next weekend.
I cannot wait to see it.
Now,
I know they had the red carpet.
You saw that little bit?
They had the red carpet last night and everything, but yeah, I can't wait to go see that one.
From what I can base off of the trailer, and I'm going to go see it. You know, I'm not getting anywhere.
Here comes Siskel Ebert. Siskel Gordon.
I haven't even said anything.
Ebert Abe.
Well, look, what do you think I'm going to say?
All you gotta do is say, I'm going to see it.
If
you're telling me you're about to say something next based on a trailer, then I'm gonna tell you.
All I was gonna say is it feels like it's gonna be a plot of like the same plot of like 10 other movies.
Yeah, Days of Thunder or something like that, where just they lose to the rival, they find a way to win it at the end and everything like that. Yes,
aging drivers brought into met. Do you remember that? It was Kit Pardue, right, from Remember the Titans, Dunwoody, Georgia,
right,
and Stallone in the movie Driven.
Oh God,
you remember that?
I've not seen that movie in forever.
Who has? I mean, come on,
I can't remember a lot.
I think Estella Warren was in that. I feel like it's going to be a very similar plot, where it's just an older, aging driver's brought in to mentor a young, upstart, hotshot, and they clash heads, and ultimately they figure it out.
Yeah.
That's all.
But I mean, that's the plot of all sports movies.
Right? I didn't say it wasn't in.
That's the plot of all sports movies. And I go back to something we said, because I know we always talk about Game 7. Players hate Game 7. They want to get it done.
Why?
They want to get it done as soon as possible. You don't go to a damn Game 7.
I'm guessing would like Game 7.
Obviously, yeah. But if you start out a series, I was like, let's get this to Game 7. No. Let's get these four and get up out of here. Let's get these four and get up out of here. But yeah, but you go back to when you're a little kid, game 7, down 3, or game 7, full count, I mean,
bases loaded, two out, three, two. Yeah.
All those different things that as you go back through your childhood, you always want those things.
When you're a pitcher, you never envision the bases loaded stuff.
You might envision
an 0-2 pitch.
You're up to bat, down three. Down three in the World Series, bottom of the ninth, yes. That's what the
as
the
a kids, hitter.
That's what I'm saying. As a pitcher, no, you're up there dreaming about no-hitters.
Speaking of no-hitters.
Yeah.
I'll give it a couple of minutes.
Way to go!
At 12:40, I'm guessing Bo will have a College World Series update for you. But my goodness,
he was awesome.
In the meantime, we have some NFL updates for you in the No Huddle.
The hell is going on?
This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing.
They have a MLB draft combine?
Yeah.
I have a combine for every damn thing.
Why not?
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know what they're learning.
Yeah,
sure.
I have a combine for every damn thing.
It's going on right now on MLB Network, if anyone's wondering. The timing of the MLB draft is its own problem, but there you go. I want to start here. Eagles running back Saquon Barkley reportedly, quote, taking it easy this offseason on the advice of also, quote, everyone he trusts.
Okay. I mean,
I guess he put in extra physical work to leading up to a career year, and guys are saying, "Hey, your prime's short. Waste it in the offseason." I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's ways to train, especially when you're a guy who touches the ball as much as he does, gets tackled as much as he does, to not win the MVP in the offseason. Now you got to train and work out, and I'm sure he does all those different things. But that's something that we talked last year to Rob when they were talking about they had to slow down Bijan a little bit as far as
he got nicked, right?
But he got nicked, but at the same time, slow down. You're not winning any awards in the offseason. It's good to stay in shape and everything, but, I mean, if the Eagles want to go where they want to go again, he's going to have a season like he had last year.
And I don't imagine, quote, taking it easy means he's sitting on a couch all day. He's still doing what he needs to. How much does the fact that he's in the same offense for another year?
Everything helps.
Everything helps,
continuity, all those different things. But, they pay him for the fall.
Shamar Stewart, obviously Bengals rookie draft pick.
What a joke.
There's some suggestions now that if he doesn't sign a deal with the Bengals before week 11, he could re-enter the 2026 NFL draft.
Yeah, nobody wants that. He doesn't want that. I think it's just, it's sort of fortunate because it always seems like it's the same damn team trying to change up something. And if I'm him, I'm the same way. I'm not signing that bull crap. I'm signing the deal that I should get because of where I've started, not because y'all want to save. It ain't even millions of dollars, eh? Probably a couple hundred thousand.
Well, from what I'm reading, it's not money at all.
Yeah, it's a structure.
It's language in the contract about what would be voided and all that.
That's money.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah, that's money.
Well, but that's if he makes a mistake, it's money.
Yeah, that's money. But I'm not going to – it wasn't in there last year's draft.
It wasn't in there for anyone.
Why I got to put it in mine?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with him. I mean, it's going to suck because you got to sit out and everything. But he probably – especially with the NIL today, he got a nice little nest egg to sit on and everything. But nobody wants to go back into the draft.
So no one's done this before. It's very loosely being threatened. I think you and I both agree it probably will get figured out well before it comes to this.
The one person did something similar to Bo. Bo did not want to go to Tampa or whatever, then he went to baseball, though.
Yeah, so I do kind of wonder if, even the mention of this is now a path for players who don't want to play somewhere doing this. But you're not going to lose the year, right? I mean, that's what it boils down to.
It's hard to lose a year of football.
You also just don't know what's promised. And there's been some suggestions that, all right, well, if he goes to the draft, what if teams are scared away from him? You're an undrafted free agent with no guarantees.
I don't know if teams would hold this against him because this is business. And it's why are y'all doing this to me? That's my only thing. And that's how everybody's viewing it right now from his standpoint. But eventually this will get done. It was the same thing with the Bears for a long time with Roquan. Remember Roquan missed some time because of some crazy-ass little blueprint or whatever they wanted to get over. So, yeah.
I think we've had a lot of players in – recent weeks, months, recent years, and the category of mentoring has come up. A lot of times it's being asked of a veteran quarterback. Veteran lineman Calais Campbell had an interesting take on the idea of mentoring younger players.
But I take being a mentor, with a lot of honor. I enjoy passing knowledge. I feel like you know, there's no point for me to die with all this knowledge, you know, go to the graveyard or whatever in my career with all this knowledge. I have to share it with many, many people as possible, and especially people that are going to help us win ball games. So I'm going to help all the young guys as much as possible, you know. And if I help them to a level where they're better than me, then the team is better, and, you know, I'll find my role and make it work. But, you know, that's the goal, right? I would like to help these guys be the best players they can be, and that's part of – that's just football.
Whatever. You don't mention nobody be better than you, okay? This whole mentor crap is really damn annoying. It really, really is. And it becomes – especially in the quarterback room. Did Tom Brady have a mentor? Drew Bledsoe couldn't stand him. Did Cam Newton – did Matt Ryan have a mentor? Did – no! You don't need a mentor to be damn good at this game. All you got to do is work hard at it. Now, does it help to have an older player sometimes?
Right.
Yeah. But this whole relying on mentor to make you a better player, you're in the effing NFL. Work your ass off. You worked your ass off to get here, so you got to work your ass off to stay here. He ain't going to tell you nothing like that you don't already know. But this whole, goodness gracious, got to mentor somebody. Get the hell out of here. You are a professional athlete. Act like it.
I think it's fascinating only from the perspective that it takes someone –
train nobody to take my job. what kind of sense does that make?
I think it's a very unique position that Calais Campbell is in.
Exactly.
He's very clearly at the end of his career.
He wasn't like that in Arizona.
No.
All right? He wasn't mentoring nobody in Arizona.
In year six of his NFL career, yeah. That's not a discussion he's had. This is a guy that's very confident in where he is, what his role is going to be. And, of course, as you mentioned – there is no rotation with the quarterbacks. There's a rotation along the D-line. Right. Calais Campbell knows he's only going to get, I don't know what the number is, 12 plays per game, 15, 20, whatever the number is, that's what he's going to get.
Like, Bijan don't have no damn mentor. Okay, man, that's the man. Like, I ain't saying it don't work and everything like that, but Randy Moss is going to be great whether Chris Carter mentored him or not, or took him under his wing or not.
Yeah.
Randy Moss is going to be great.
I think there's a lot made of it. I think it's nice to see a guy that's open to talking about it.
Love it. I love to work with the young players.
There's that small –
but they weren't better than me.
Well, there's just that small part of your career where that's an option. Yeah. The other parts of your career that's not an option. Do we just have to be honest, like, all the time? Like, we can't be real about what the season is about to be. Panthers running back Chuba Hubbard says the goal this year and every year is winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I get it. As a teammate, would you look down upon someone who – because they're not winning the Super Bowl. They're not. Is it ever okay to say that winning a title is not the goal that season? I guess that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, it's not okay. You don't want nobody with a loser mindset. You can say, being from the outside, you could always say, well, they're not going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
So what? I'm not going to come in. What the hell? What's the point of going out there then? If I'm not going out there to compete and win it, I mean, as a person, you always know that not everybody can win the damn Super Bowl. And as a realist person, you sit there and look at your team like, damn. Or you look at other teams like, damn. But you're not going to come in here like, we're not thinking about winning the Super Bowl this year. No. What's the point of playing?
Just the building, the steps. I don't know. Like,
no, that's a loser mentality, Abe. To come in automatically assuming that everything's going to go wrong and you're not going to win, that's a loser mentality.
I tend to agree.
You're an individual athlete.
I think he has to say that, right?
No, he doesn't have to say it. All he got to do is believe it. I'm not meaning that.
Oh, see, I'm the other way. I would think that you have to say it even if you don't believe it.
No, it's not even about having to say it. It's if you're a competitor, you always think you're going to win. You don't come in like, I may win this one. I don't know. No, you don't come in a situation like that.
I would be shocked if his prediction.
Yeah, I call Dave an athlete.
That's what frustrates you more than anything that will happen this entire week.
Yeah, that did bother me a little bit.
Just like the question I asked about Chuba Hubbard, do you have to be honest? I think you just were.
No. Sometimes you have to
say something to make someone else feel good.
Exactly. So that's all you got to do.
All right. Well, let's see if we can feel good about the Atlanta Braves. Biggest series of the season is coming up next. We're going to talk about that. Next, couple other stories in baseball that I found interesting. If we have time, we'll get to them as well. Atlanta Braves discussion as they enter a stretch of games that will essentially decide to an extent their season. That's coming up next on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Sports.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What you laughing at there, Randy?
Oh, man, I've just always got fine. You know what I mean? I tickle myself. Thinking funny things, just tickle myself.
All right, not for air, apparently. Yeah. Welcome back into the midday show here. Yeah. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And then I look it up here, and they're showing Shams on TV right now, and that new clip that's coming down is funny as hell because of, like, you know, Shams was with Yahoo for so long, mm-hmm. right? And, you know, him and Woj were going back and forth, and Shams ain't really got that heat, like getting called out like a lot of these insiders and Dubai athletes, and now he's starting to catch some of that heat from some of these athletes, from some of their reporting. And then, so yesterday, Iman Shumpert was like, he thinks Kevin Durant's best fit is in San Antonio. Just watching Shams' face, like, I wanted to say that, but I couldn't or something for some reason. Or does he have some inside info that I don't have? It's just pretty funny. It's always funny to me when insiders get scooped by the athletes themselves.
I always think it's a tough position for insiders to then also be asked to be analysts.
Yes,
and I think that's part of his discomfort with all that, too.
He's still not comfortable with it.
No.
Yeah.
And to your point,
as Woj was, but –
right.
But he's like, yeah.
But there's definitely stuff he knows that he can't say while making analysis comments, and you're super careful not to slip up in regards to that. Going down at Truist Park tonight, the Atlanta Braves start a 3-game series with the New York Mets. And it just is. It's to this point, at least, it's the biggest series of the season. I know you could talk about what went down to start the year and the Dodgers series and even with the Padres. And you can look at earlier some go-aheads with the Phillies and making a statement. All that stuff comes to this point. It is the biggest series of the season for the Braves. And I think they told you that. Like, I think they told you that they're aware of it, based on switching out your rotation and holding Chris Sale for this series. The significance of that alone is just like, they know. They know they have to have this series.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, the biggest thing about it is this next string of games is important. But I mean, the most important one of them all is tonight. You know, and you got Shrelly coming off an outstanding start.
Yeah.
You know, leading this thing off today against a really good, really talented Mets team. I mean, as much as we like the crap on them, they got some dudes over there. They got some dudes over there that can make the game a living hell for the Braves. And so you want to go out there and you see them. You want to go. We would like to see the Braves go out there and play. First of all, keep pitching the way they're pitching because they have all been really good. And also, you know, these bats try to keep them in it. Like, complimentary baseball is going to help the Braves get to where they want to go for the most part. Being able to, you know, obviously pitch well, hit well, field well, do all the things better than they have been doing recently. And so if they could do that, they can make this a series. But if they're playing like this, if they play like they play, especially if they play like they play on damn Sunday.
Well,
I doubt they play like that. I mean, but you can't ask
for
more.
I mean, do you, though?
You can't ask for more. I mean, offensively, they didn't do a crap. But I'm talking about like a 15 strikeout guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's still going to be, they need, first of all, they need offense. They need these guys to keep going. But they need these pitchers to pitch long, Abe. They need these pitchers to give you seven. The less that this damn bullpen has to come in,
sure,
the better. But obviously, offensively, if they can give these guys some cushion, some rooms, that'd be swell. That'd be swell.
Swell. Thank you. And that really is the expectation at this point from what Schwellenbach has done in the past couple of weeks. Chris Sale, certainly. I think the expectation is to get into the seventh, if not through the seventh,
yes,
and potentially longer with those guys. Bryce Elder in the series finale on Thursday, maybe a slightly different story. I think you'll probably take what you can get when you feel comfortable. And look, I think he went into the eighth the other day, but that was followed up with a rough go where three and a third or whatever it was. And so you'll take what you can there. Question about the Mets for you. I didn't write this down. It just kind of popped into my head. Who's the one guy that would frustrate you the most if they're the one to beat you? Is it Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, Lindor, or someone else?
I'm pretty sure somewhere else because you know the greatness of what these guys are. You know how, I mean, he's not having a Juan Soto year, but he's still a great ball player. Lindor is
but
a
if it's
great
Brandon
player.
Nimmo, it well, bothers, like, bothers
I can't
you more.
Stand his ass. But I mean, if you look at it from
Jeff
that
McNeil.
Standpoint, but no, and then we know Pete, you know, he's a dork, but he's a damn good ball player, you know. And so I don't think, you know, and that's I think that's with any sport. When you get beat by guys who you know are ballers, you don't look at it as much as some dude. You're like, who the hell is this guy? Or in my favorite Conor McGregor line, who the fuck is this guy? You know, and so, yeah. But, you know, Juan Soto has not had the year that people anticipated him. But his talent,
he has
not
had
diminished.
Some stretches, though.
But yeah, but I'm saying, you know, they look at him. But his talent is still there. Lindor is still one of the best in the business at what he does. We understand that. But I think a lot of times, you know, because they're just like most teams in the MLB, they're really top heavy in their lineup. You know, if you can get through that, because that's always a big thing with young pitchers going through the lineup. How many times if they can go through it and not have a lot of damage, they'll be fine.
I think to your point, there is a little bit of if it's Soto or Lindor or Alonso, there is a slight amount of tip your cap. Those guys are good. I think from the other perspective, if you were a Mets fan, it has to be like anyone can beat us but Acuna, right? Like that's the one guy that you just can't have get
right.
off if you're the Mets. So there you go. Here's what concerns me is that a turnaround. It's kind of now or never, and that's why a series loss here almost feels like it'd be
death now to you.
Yeah, it does, because you're already looking at a relatively historic run just to get to what I believe the wild card would be. Like, the Braves are 31-39 right now,
mm-hmm.
8 games under 500. The wild card number's probably going to be somewhere near 90.
Yep.
From today, you're looking at 59-33 to get to 90.
And
you're talking
about
25 games over 500.
Nothing about this team tells you that's possible.
Nothing that we've seen
this year yet.
And so you're asking this team to enter a run, the likes of which we haven't really seen at any point this year,
mm-hmm.
mixed with the combination of 7 of these next 13 are against the Mets. 3 of them are also against the Phillies. It really is now or never, because if it's one series or two series later, you're just going to run out of time, even if you do find a way to turn it on.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go. And I think when you talk about, you know, just the climb, I mean, this team has climbed themselves out of a hole already and trying to climb out of another one. And in the midst of climbing out of another hole, you're going into the most important series of the season so far, the biggest series in the season so far, because it is who it is. If it was the Brewers coming in here, it wouldn't be as big. But because it is the Mets, and you need these games to start adding up, and you need to start back winning series so you can pull yourself out of a hole, because they're still in a hole. You know, just because they won a series against the Rockies, they're still in this hole. And so it would be a lot nicer if you played the Rockies again, but at the same time, you don't. You're playing against a very talented Mets team. We all know the fact that we don't like them here. They don't like us either, and that's fine. But Ronald Acuña has to continue playing the way he is. You already talked about, he's NL Player of the Week, rightfully so.
He's the one I'm not worried about.
He's been outstanding. But the other guys, Michael's got to get going. If Ozzie and Michael go in this series, along with how everybody else is playing, and Ozuna, and put him in there also, this should be a series that the Braves win.
Two things. One of them, you mentioned it. Like, it is crazy now to have been watching the Braves the past 2.5 weeks to remember that they had gotten there.
Yeah.
Like to go back and think that they were above 500
for a day
after being, I know, but like right, they were right there. They were right
above
there
for a damn day
after a month and a half of like, will this team ever get back to 500? They were there, and it turned back around again. Like to still now have the discussion where we're 8 games below 500 after getting there is crazy. The other question I have for you here, Randy, when we talk about the Braves is what are we looking at in terms of confidence level out of this series? Like, is 2 of 3 get you mentally where you start to believe?
Let's get one. I understand what you're saying.
One is losing the series.
No, I said no. I'm talking today. I mean, let's get today.
Oh, okay.
And then we'll worry about all that.
Like,
yeah, no.
Like, get one game.
No, let's get this one. Like, this team ain't good enough to start thinking about, well, they take 2 out of 3. Look at damn one.
Doesn't it kind of feel – so you play them 4 times next week. Doesn't it kind of feel you got to take 5 out of 7 to even
– I mean
– I agree with you. Today does – you get one game at a time.
You
got to
get this one. You got to get this one.
How serious it kind of feels like.
Because it does feel – either of these like series. You can't – yeah, I'm with you, bro. You can't go, oh, they won the series at home but lost to one. No. I mean, I think where you are and you're grateful – you did a really good job of lining it out.
Numbers,
where
they
got to go, the numbers – you need to hit those numbers.
Yeah.
You got to hit those numbers, and going backwards puts you at even a
– I can't believe
you
they're
know
back.
What I mean?
So far back.
You go, you're that far back that you think you were going to climb and get to where you need to be. I mean, it's just it's unfortunate because I do think this team is very talented. I do believe what Schnitt said last week, we're
it's
not a
bad
team.
Somewhere in there. It's somewhere in there, man.
Because you've seen it. You've seen it, and it's not like you've seen – like the Rockies are a bad baseball team, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That loss, that ass whoop they put on Atlanta on Sunday is not indicative of what they are. They're a bad baseball team.
No, it's indicative of the worst things of the Braves are. The bullpen showed up and did what they unfortunately do all too often.
And
the offense did what they do all too often. But there are still those first 2 games of that series. And, yeah, it is against Colorado. But there's that promise. There's that premise that this is a team that at some point can get going. I will say this on the other aspect of it. It appears we're straight into summer at this point. Like, I ran yesterday at 4:45 in the afternoon. It was 90 degrees.
What do I got to do with the Braves?
Some people say that when the temperature heaps up, the bat heats.
Well, you
heat
had
up,
to.
That's all.
I like, oh, you, but you correlated your running with that. All right. Gotcha.
It was empirical proof that it was hot outside by me being out there drenched in sweat. I don't know.
All right. The empiricalness of age sweat. That got me even more confident, eh?
All right. Hopefully the Braves' bats get hot tonight. One team, their bats were not hot yesterday. We'll find out who that was in the back page with Bo coming up next. This hour of the Midday Show brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. On the other side, back page with Bo and a wild comment from someone in the Red Sox front office. We'll tell you all about that and more on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Mm-hmm. Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back in the Midday Show, 92.9 The Game. Andy and Randy. Andy Bunker off this week. He'll be back next week. Randy, you're going to be off Thursday, obviously, a Juneteenth here, and so we'll have, I think, Fricky's on from 10 to 2. I'm going to be on from 2 to 6 on Thursday. So you get to enjoy the day.
Oh, man. Trying to think. Because, you know, only time I don't work is if we have a holiday or I'm on vacation.
Right.
Most time, usually when I'm on vacation. So, I'm like, what the hell am I going to do on Thursday?
Man. You're welcome to come in 2 to 6.
No, I'm cool. But I'm like, what do I do on Thursday? I mean, I got to take the kids to my mom's house because they're staying down there while me and Donna go on our little trip. But I'm like, damn.
Well, the bigger question for me is how different is Wednesday night?
Oh, I'm like,
Yeah.
Typical night? Well, I'm going to treat – see, but then it's different because if I treat it like it's a weekend, because that's when if it's nothing going on, I have me a couple tequila shots.
Sure.
But Wednesday, it's nothing really. Nothing really. I mean, I hang out with the kids and because, like I said, I ain't going to see them for a week. So that always sucks. No, it doesn't. But – no, it doesn't. Especially when you're on vacation with your woman. But, it'll be a little – because – the Braves will be on. Obviously, they'll be on. Hopefully, the Stanley Cup is on. They won't play tomorrow, anyways. No for NBA. How did you feel about the fact that there was no NBA playoffs on Father's Day? Because I know a lot of people were trying to like, oh, Adam Silver? How could you not have NBA finals game on Father's Day?
You had to make way for the UFL championship.
I didn't think nothing about it until I saw the next day. Like, oh yeah, right.
I mean, you're the NBA. You're not concerned about competing with Sunday at the U.S. Open, right? Just, I think the NBA and NHL, if we're going to be quite honest before we welcome in Bo and get to back page, I think both leagues have done a horrific job of scheduling. I don't know why we have multiple nights off where neither one is playing.
Yeah.
Like, it should be, in my opinion.
But I think they're trying to figure it out where they don't have to play on each other's night.
You know what? Monday night NHL, Tuesday night NBA, Wednesday night NHL, Thursday night. I don't understand how it's just one off day and the other league plays on that off day.
I agree.
And so we definitely shouldn't have a game Friday and no weekend in the NBA and then back to Monday like we had. It just, they're trying to space it out. I guess they're trying to bridge the gap to the NBA draft and try and stay in the news cycle, I guess. But, yeah, it's the bits of slow sports nights.
Yeah, and then, you know, you're about to hit that damn just baseball wall, next week.
Yeah.
You know, just going to be baseball and speculation about NFL contracts. Obviously, the NBA draft's coming up. But, yeah, after that, you know.
That lasts one day. That's not the conversation
That lasts 1 hour.
I mean, Hawks got two picks.
Oh, that's right.
They're separated by eight selections. It's going to last more than an hour. But, yeah, I'm actually – I was looking at some NBA draft stuff earlier today, like Cooper Flagg, obviously. And can we not? We do this in the NFL. Can we not make the pick immediately?
Oh yeah, like don't just sit there and be like,
dude, I get it. It's a TV show, but like, there's no drama.
No,
just make the pick, man.
I agree.
Let's go after it.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that.
All right, let's go ahead and welcome in Bo Johnson. It's time for the back page. Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
The 1-2. Yeah. Swing and a miss! Greatness from Gage! A no-hitter! America's hearts, but they ran into Gage Wood today. A program record 19 strikeouts. The second most ever at the Men's College World Series.
Gage Wood.
What a great baseball name that is.
Gage Wood.
Throws the no-hitter yesterday versus Murray State. Sends the Cinderella story Murray State Racers packing away from the 2025 Men's College World Series. Gage Wood, one-hit batsman away from a perfect game yesterday.
He was outstanding. I got a question because I'm assuming because we talked about the women's softball. He's done pitching for this thing, right?
Oh no, he'll probably pitch at least one more time.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, if they advance to the championship series, they'd have to make a run because the championship series, I want to say, wouldn't start till.
So Arkansas has a loss. Arkansas has got to play again tonight.
Oh, they do. Okay, gotcha.
So LSU and UCLA are playing right now. LSU's up 8-3 in the eighth. Right. The loser of that game has to play Arkansas in an elimination game tonight. Okay. The winner goes on and faces LSU tomorrow, I think, and then that will give one of those two teams a loss. So
it's a double elimination tournament.
Yeah. Gotcha. Okay. And then there's a best two out of three at the end between the two remaining teams.
Couple more starts.
He may pitch twice.
Yeah, he'll get a couple
before
more
the end of the College World Series. Cool. So what's cool about this whole story to me, here is Arkansas pitching coach Matt Hobbs, because the amount of times you're going to hear things like this because of NIL and other such ways, now universities paying players, I guess days like this are kind of coming to an end, probably.
What I saw was a guy that didn't have to do this. Like, at no point did he have to do this. No one was going to push him and make him come back. And he wanted it for the team so badly that he was willing to, this is his draft year, and he's a junior, and he's going to get, someone should pick him really good. And that's a gamble. But it wasn't for him. Like, he knew exactly what he wanted to do, and he was dead set on coming back to help the team. And I hope it says everything that needs to be said about him as a competitor.
No idea what Gage Wood's salary currently is, but you have to think that if he was going to come back to college next year, he would be lured away from there maybe by a big money program. Not that Arkansas doesn't.
He's been a good pitcher.
Arkansas
all year,
has got chicken money.
He's a good pitcher. Yeah, he does. He's a one-off or nothing.
No. So what's crazy is that now, the first MLB mock draft that I saw come up after this performance has the Braves taking Gage Wood in round one, which, okay, sure. Okay.
All right. I mean,
he's a junior in college, so that puts him at about 21, 22. That's 3 years of minor league experience right there. So he could be major league ready in the next year or so after he gets drafted.
Well, anything is possible. I'm sitting here watching a damn baseball combine, which is
– that's the thing, man.
They're taking batting practice, Bo, but it's like batting practice in the cage. Like, what are you hoping to –
Well, you're looking at mechanics. You're looking at swings. Okay. And they're probably also going to, see how they bunt, see how they do other things.
Yes, because I saw the kid bunt. The kid just bunted the ball. Yeah, so you're like, oh, okay.
That's what you do with the combine. You bunt a lot.
Okay.
I got a DVR, so I can watch it at home.
Really?
No, that's a joke.
Oh, bro.
So Murray State's out. Arizona was also eliminated over the weekend. Eliminated. Oregon State and Louisville have an elimination game today at 2 o'clock, right after this one that's on. And like I said, LSU, UCLA loser faces Arkansas tonight in a elimination game as well. But let me not pull any punches here. The most important thing about the Men's College World Series, at least to 90% of the people that are paying attention, is how much people are drinking.
Yes.
So the update, as of close of business last night from Rocco's, so close of business two nights ago had LSU at 13,000 shots. Right now, Coastal Carolina is at 4,500. Arkansas is at 6,600. Murray State, we'll see how they end up after getting eliminated. Murray State is at 7,293, 7,000 jello shots at last night's close of business. LSU's lapping the field. 17,746
I got a question.
Jello shots.
Does this place be cracking outside of during this time?
I would imagine being a pretty big and well-known bar, you know, in Omaha, that they probably are decently busy and popular. I don't know how much the restaurant scene is flourishing in Omaha. You have to think they're a pretty popular place.
No, there's a lot of Sturgis to the College World Series and their attendance in Omaha. Now, Omaha's a lot more of a real city to an extent than Sturgis is, but like, and you know, I'm talking about the bike rally and all. Uh-huh. Like, they make their what they need to survive the entire year in a week or in 10 days. I've been to the College World Series, and I've been to Omaha when it's not the College World Series. Yes, to your point, Bo, people do go to Rocco's because of their familiarity with it.
It's a pizza place. Yeah.
Did you go
to
Rocco's?
Oh yeah, I've been there a bunch of times.
Okay.
I was there. They had been holding the Jello shot thing, but it wasn't. No one was calling in orders the years I was there.
Right,
like that was something
that's a relatively new
a
thing.
Little last 4 or 5 yeah. years because of the competition. It was just at the time about the teams physically there and ordering, and now it's gotten completely out of hand. It's awesome.
So last night was not the only, or that thing, that no-hitter was not the only thing that we saw last night as far as history is concerned.
Shohei Ohtani is on a big league bump. He's into his lineup, and his very first pitch as a Dodger is chopped foul by Fernando Tatis Jr. Strike one has us underway.
Oh yeah, people, the Dodgers can get better. Shohei Ohtani is now back as a pitcher for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Now this is what kind of blew my mind. I guess maybe thinking that since Freddie Freeman's been there for 4 years already, I guess I was thinking maybe Shohei has been there longer than that, but that was Shohei's first appearance as a pitcher for the Dodgers. Mm-hmm. So guess what, folks? The Dodgers are going to get that much better. Not a great outing. He gives up a bloop base hit to Fernando Tatis, who comes around and scores. He almost hits Luis Arraez. Those like 28 pitches in the first inning, so they pull him. He was going to be the opener. You know, had he had like a cleaner inning, probably would have gone too, but the velo was up there, 97, you know. So
hey, he's a freak.
97. He threw one at 100.2.
He's a damn freak, man.
Unless he was averaging 97.
Yeah.
He's a damn freak. And compared to the point where you're going to bring him back against one of the best lineups in baseball, too, you know, talking about the Padres. Then he goes out and has two hits, basically drives in the game-winning RBI. The dude's a damn freak, period.
Yeah, kind of.
So Lou Williams went on Gil's Arena with Gilbert Arenas yesterday, and finally he gets asked again. I'm sure he's probably tired of hearing or being asked about this situation, but he sheds a little bit of light on the whole bubble thing and how he escaped to go have some wings. Turns out he didn't escape the bubble to go have some wings. It was just more of a convenience.
I didn't sneak out of the bubble to go to Magic City. Yeah. That's not what happened. They excused me from the bubble to go to a funeral. Doctor is traveling with me. The funeral home was a block away from Magic. I've been staying in a hotel, eating hotel room service food.
Magic got good food.
This is my hometown. And if you know ATL, we eat in our strip clubs. That's where you can find the best food. Cheetah, Magic, so on and so forth. Poppin' Magic. What they won't tell you is it was 8 people in there. All of them was with us.
Yeah. I mean,
so Randy, is that an Atlanta thing?
What's that?
Eating in strip clubs.
Yeah.
It is? So you'll go to other cities and the most popular strip clubs don't serve food?
Yeah, all of them usually do. Like in Miami, like they used to always, we didn't really eat in the club except for one. And that's the one, like we go to Tootsie's, more people in there for the food, which is amazing because the food is just unbelievable at Tootsie's, which is one of the best one of the best as far as food in a strip club I've ever had in my life. It's Tootsie's.
Tootsie's in Miami?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Food is just unbelievable. But like when we go to like King of Diamonds and all that stuff, there wasn't no food in there. It wasn't nothing but ass. There wasn't nothing cooked or nothing, you know? And then like I'm thinking, here, I've only eaten in Magic. I ate the Blue Flame because I love the Blue Flame poke chop sandwiches. Onyx, we never ate at Onyx, I don't think. I can remember never eating.
All right, somebody
had to go. Like, they used to have a little food truck. These ladies across the street from Onyx had a food truck with barbecue, slapping. But other than that, no, you don't really eat a lot of strip clubs.
So it's just a nice one. I'm going to have to go and eat at a strip club. Like, I've never eaten at a strip. Do they still serve food throughout the evening?
Yeah.
Or is it just lunch?
No, they serve throughout the day.
So, like, on a Friday night when it's really packed, you can still sit there and go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Get you a lap dance and a wing.
Man, yeah. Lap dance and wings. That's a perfect way to cap off a Wednesday evening.
Hell yeah.
I choose to do my wing eating outside of the public eye as much as possible.
Randy. Yeah, because I think the dancer would look at him like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
Scare some people off.
The way he eats chicken wings?
So the way that I hear y'all describing Abe eating chicken wings when y'all are awake, because I've never seen an actual picture, it sounds like if I were to put Abe and Olivia right next to each other, their faces when they're eating chicken wings, mm-hmm. they'd probably look the exact same.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I'd believe
Olivia wears a lot of her food.
Yes, pretty much.
I know I'm relatively clean. Every once in a while, there is a splatter of the sauce gets around, but I'm relatively clean. But anyways, we'll move on. Hour number three of the Midday Show is coming up next. Brandon Adams, BA, Dog Nation Daily, he's going to stop by. Also, we'll dive back into the NBA Finals. One team, the Thunder, one game away from taking home the Larry O'Brien Trophy. Also, to end the hour, the AMA. A lot still to come. The Midday Show, Abe in for Andy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.